This is Catherine Sarrazin, and this week on Let's Talk Art, we'll go to the Modern Art Museum to see an exhibition on Derain, Balthus, and Giacometti. The collection gathers work by these painters who, although very different in style, share strong artistic friendship and interests. The three artists met in the early 1930s as they moved around the same circle of artists, writers, and poets, such as Artaud, Breton, Aragon, Sartre, Camus, Cocteau, and Beckett. Theatre was another factor which brought them together. Indeed, there were several stage projects with Jean-Louis Barrault, Roger Blin, and Marc Allégret. But they also shared a quest of modernism and new forms. The exhibition comprises more than 200 artworks, as well as documents and photographs, mainly focusing on the years between 1930 and 1960. The collection is divided into 8 sequences, gathering pieces around the same subjects, or sometimes even the same model. It opens with 3 portraits of the artists, a surprising self-portrait of a young Giacometti, of a very different style than the one he is known for, a modern self-portrait by Balthus with his cat, and one by Derain titled The Artist and His Family, where we can see the painter by his easel, surrounded by his family, most likely preparing to paint a still life. The section that follows features figurative paintings and the influence of primitive art, with Lébigneuse, a painting by Derain, strongly influenced by Cézanne. The exhibition comprises several paintings by the three painters who experimented other styles such as Bruegel's, Picasso's, and even Rembrandt's, among many others. One of the themes examined is the passion and interest that the artists shared for ancient paintings and distant civilizations, that contrast against the strong desire for modernity that can be seen in most of their works. Other parts feature landscapes and still lives. The artists, later in the exhibition, take us to the world of play and children's games and open up a dreamlike world with the theme of the sleeping woman and reverie. Towards the end of the exhibition, one section is devoted to the mark of darkness, exploring the tragedy of time and the contrast between light and shadow. The works brought together for this exhibition come from private and institutional collections around the world, such as the MoMA, the Metropolitan Museum, the Tate Gallery, the Hirschhorn Museum, the Minneapolis Institute, but also the Pompidou Center, the Musée d'Orsay, the Musée d'Art Moderne, and a few other museums. Although very different in style, the exhibition on view until the 29th of October highlights the interest that brought these artists together and opens the door to their world, work, and friendship. Stay tuned to English Waves.